कृपया ध्यान दीजिए, द लैंग्वेज यूज ऑन द पॉडकास्ट मे नॉट बी फिट फॉर कंजम्पशन. वी वॉर्न यू, ट्रेड केयरफुली. बट लिसन यार, डोंट बी सो कंजर्वेटिव. Alright, it's called Cock and Bull, and still recovering from the greatest speech since Mark Anthony, which was Donald Trump and his good friend Narendra Modi, Prime Minister of India, in case you don't know. Lovely, lovely moments for all of us. I stopped watching the Women's T20 between Bangladesh and India for 10 minutes just to see that. Then I said I'd rather go and watch Jemima Rodriguez make a 30, which is more fun. But lovely, lovely moment. And I just want to mention here that I thought that he could have saved time and money, Mr. Trump, by simply twittering his speech in 42 characters. There was no need to go to DDLJ and all this from here.
Yeah.
He could just send all that from there. By the way, it's called Cock and Bull. Let's introduce Rohan Gujral. Rohan, how are you doing?
A very good, Cyrus. So, very
what do you think of? Could he just use his Twitter like he normally does? Why come all the way here?
Because I think it's Modi's thing. Now he went there. He had like Howdy Modi over there. So I think
it's like one sleepover here. The other guy says you have to come to my house.
Yeah.
I get your point. That's fair. But were you happy with the outcome? Because we were promised 7 million people on the roads. I didn't see that.
And see, even in Trump's rally, you just need to like Photoshop, na?
Oh, so Photoshop
even in Trump's rally, he Photoshopped. Dekho, so many people have come.
Yeah.
And even over here, they'll Photoshop.
Yeah. But in his rally, were they all white? Were they all white people? Because I couldn't see properly. Because this one, they're all Ahmedabadi, so you know, it was here and there the color.
Yeah. Last week we established
orange people.
Ooh. Yeah.
Last week we established that the population of Ahmedabad was 5 million.
Yeah, 5.3.
And they said it'll be 7 million waiting for Trump.
So no, my worry is where do you return the 1.7? Now you borrowed from Baroda and all that, but now you also send them back.
Yeah.
This is always a big problem in India. Nobody goes back. That's a huge issue.
That's when they implement the NRC and they're like, no.
a blow to comedy. Yeah. But quickly mention, since he said that, Rohan did. By the way, Rohan is a comedian.
Yeah.
And Rohan is also the grandson of IK Gujral, ex Prime Minister of India. Totally. Satish Gujral's nephew.
Yes.
Oh, they are brothers, by the way.
Yeah.
Any famous Gujral in your family? Can you make up one? Just
my grandmother was really popular in Rohtak. She would abduct kids. She was really popular in Rohtak.
I love her already.
She was very popular in Rohtak.
And she never returned them.
It's
superb. This is the kind of Indian experience I want to hear.
She was really popular.
Where's the Padma Shri now? There's no Padma Shri for these people.
There's none.
Oh, damn you.
Yeah.
There has to be a lobby for everyone. One day we will fight this fight, Rohan. All right. Quick, what about yourself? Because we're waiting for Amit, who's running late.
Yeah.
He took an Uber and the Uber's GPS went off the railings because they spent the whole day watching that speech by Trump and Modi. So there's just no GB left and poor guy went berserk. Yeah. So he's using an old map, you know, those land maps.
Yeah.
He's
trying
to figure his way from the ceiling. He'll come at some point.
Okay.
So Ron, about you, quickly.
Yes, I'm a stand-up comedian. I've done my engineering and then...
All
comedians.
Every single comedian is an engineer today.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've done my engineering, then I just figured ki comedy karte hain.
Aren't you also an engineer?
I'm an architect.
So you like erections. It's a little different.
Sure. That's like he got slightly lesser marks.
Yeah.
And then he was like, fair.
No, but it sounds... between you and me, bro, I'm just talking from a female perspective. I think architect has got more lure. You know, architect, design, creativity. Engineer sounds very dry, even though it is creative in a way. So don't feel bad. You're a comedian now.
Because it's become a very mass phenomenon.
Yeah.
It's become a very common
thing. It's like the middle class story. If you're not a freaking engineer, you're a failure.
Then you're a failure.
And now you're a comedian after becoming an engineer. So you are a failure.
In some way you failed. And then you're like, isme kar lenge. And then isme bhi aise okay chal raha hai. Then you're like, chal.
And then nani ki yaad aati hai na.
Nani ki she would abduct me.
And she would abduct with one joke. Bandi beta aaja. Two men went into the bar.
Into the well.
Into the well. That's Haryana for bar. Alright, so now doing shows where?
Doing shows all across.
Anything we can advertise right now?
I'm going to be releasing a video. After that I'll be planning a tour.
Okay, so this is like a sex tape?
If you wear your clothes again, then it'll be better.
I've released 3 sex tapes, but you know, they said YouTube said less than 2 seconds is really not going to get you much, you know. Okay.
Is it skippable? Is it skippable?
I think so. Would you like a copy? It'll hardly take a second. All right, cheers. Let's go to our leader who is going to take us through the AMAs. By the way, not the AMAs. What is it now?
These questions. Topics.
It's called Cock and Bull. CNB. AMA, CNB. Who knows?
He sent me a list of all the headlines. I'm very bad with GK. I'm very poor GK.
It's not GK.
This is
three men in a bar without drinks. This is our story. Bus, ho gaya.
I have very bad.
Think you're near the well. Sorry.
The well.
Bar is wrong. The well.
Okay, have you guys heard about the Japanese cruise which was quarantined because of the coronavirus?
I don't know how much you pay for the cruise. You see, these are really expensive things. Huh. The poor guys, the couples who are on it, like 25,000 US or something, and then next thing you know, this cruise is going on forever.
Yeah.
Sorry, you can't leave. Huh.
Yeah, so you heard about the cruise, right?
Yeah.
He was on it.
Okay.
He's an engineer. Who built that ship? Yeah. Tell them everything.
He got to be away from him.
He designed it.
There you go. That's why you're the virus, you idiot. You have to make it virus proof.
Huh. Well, you're an evacuee. So, how can you?
I'm a cheapo. I would have been in catering. I'm not going to pay.
Okay. So, what happened on the cruise was they were quarantined for like 4 days. And because of four reported cases, like four people showed positive signs for coronavirus.
Did they show positive signs or the tests weren't negative? As in,
tests were positive.
They were actually positive. Okay.
So the ship had to be quarantined. By the end of the 4 days, 635 people on the boat had coronavirus.
Wow. I mean, not wow. That's the wrong reaction.
But also,
what happened?
But also, what happened was, so there were like people from different nationalities, right? There were like Indians on board. There were Japanese. There were Chinese.
So they got
Americans
together.
No.
So that was like a good. Finally, we unite because so was
United Nations of Bimari.
Get
together, have a convention. touch me, I swear.
But what happened was, so America was like, no, we want our citizens to be taken out, dude. You can't just quarantine them. So they took out their evacuees.
Where is the boat? The boat is outside Tokyo.
Outside Tokyo. Yeah. So they took out their evacuees from the boat and they took them back to America.
So only
and,
Americans?
Some other, like Israel also did this. And I think Iran or someone did this. And they took their people back. And after reaching back the country, they realized, these guys have coronavirus after all.
What? I heard Pakistan said they don't want their people back.
In general, what
Pakistan
are you saying?
Rakhlo. Pakistan were like, rakhlo.
Exactly.
Other countries were like, they do.
Trump found out that they brought back these
It's a very good question. Why should we take the people back?
Yeah.
Because they've gone voluntarily on a cruise to foreign countries. If you're, why the hell do you stay inside the country? What is wrong with Himachal Pradesh, Kulu, Manali? What is wrong with Orange County? I mean, all these places are there, for example, in India.
Totally.
So even for the American guys, they should have gone to Florida or whatever. Why have they gone there? So they should pay for that, in a sense.
They should.
I don't know. This is a little insensitive. You guys are really mean as far as I'm concerned. But it's a tough one. What would you do if you're a statesman or whatever, a government of a country? Would you take your people back? Or because that's another like asking for trouble situation.
I don't know, man. I'll see if there are like some cool war veterans in the thing. Then I'll be like, "Tum aajo." Then I can advise you.
So they can come and Ornob.
Huh?
So they can come at 9 o'clock on Ornob's Republic TV.
No, not there. We had the coronavirus.
The nation needs to know that we are back here and we are blaming the neighboring country for it. Even though it came in China, which is also a neighboring country. Huh?
I think if there are some cool people in the thing, I'll get them back. Then because then they're popular. Then I'll get more.
But what is cool? How do you define cool people?
Cool,
bunch of sick
famous
people.
Yeah. Well, like if they've done something.
Okay, you're right. Because Indians on a cruise, there should be at least one film star.
Yeah.
Out of a film star, albeit, but at least.
Because
one
if
film
you
star.
Save like 10,000 normal people, then they're like, "Cool, I would have got more jobs. And why would you get them back?"
Right.
But if I got like some really important person back, then it's fine. It makes sense. I can get like a promotion.
Okay, so let's just give the level, the yardstick for importance, so that people know what we're talking about.
Yeah.
Is it like what is that, Kim Sharma? Like that? Would that be like what would be the? Give me a level.
I think Robin Uthappa.
Robin Uthappa.
Yeah.
Who was a important. Decent bat and played a few games for India.
Yeah.
But perhaps is now seen as best days.
Yeah.
Yeah. But still a name.
Decent. Yes.
And you just like saying Uthappa.
Uthappa.
Because it sounds like food.
Yeah. Okay, Uthappa, I like saying.
So I'm going with Kim Sharma. You're going Robin Uthappa, and you're going with what? Silvery.
I'll go with.
Silvery?
Naam
to Silvery hai. Naam to suna?
Yeah. Now Rohan will make the same in the comedy scene.
More famous. We'll come to that. We don't have time. It's too short.
I don't know. Who would my...
You have to give a level now of celebrity. So people understand what we're talking about.
Johnny Lever.
What has he ever done to you, man? Did you give him coronavirus? How
Johnny
dare you?
Legend, bro.
Legend. Stand up when you say his name. And sit down again at the same time. Johnny Lever, he's our god boss. He's, yeah, yeah. And he's a lovely guy. I've met him. He's very sweet. Joking. He gave me a free t-shirt.
Literally the first name I could think of right now.
You just came up with a name out of fear. And okay.
Yeah.
So you want to think about it later in the program, you can tell us another name. We'll remove Johnny Lever.
Yeah.
Insert new name in there.
For sure. Our name still makes sense. Johnny Lever is
our names are, we are scientists.
We are the right.
Zayed Khan. Zayed Khan is my
update. Zayed Khan, the actor.
That's too low. That's too low.
That's well known.
How dare you decide for him? That's too low. May I use the Persian expression, fuck off? What the hell are you saying, yaar?
Hey, not everyone's names are cool in them, okay?
This is his choice. We can't interfere with your choice.
See, when you said your name, I said my name, we were like, we agreed.
Should we just say our own names?
Yeah, this is, no. We agreed, we had like a mutual consensus.
Yeah, that's true.
This is too.
That's true. But we are being fascist, na? We are being comic fascist. We are deciding for him, yaar.
Yeah.
Uske soch mein yehi hai, toh yehi hai, na? Jaane do. Ho gaya, ho gaya. So you've gone with Zayed Khan, beta.
Yes.
Say job, you cross go, you get 200 pounds.
Thank you.
And we are just, speaking of 200 pounds, we've just been joined by Amit.
You have not, because my mic's not on yet.
Oh, his mic's not on yet, but he's in the process of speaking. He's a bit like the opposition at the moment. They're trying to shout, but can't be heard. So we'll get his mic fixed. In the meantime, our final on this is, if they're on the cruise boat, Indian celebrities we will bring back.
Yeah.
Mine
is
Kim Sharma, an actress of maybe 5-10 years ago. Mm. Yours is?
Robin Uthappa.
Robin Uthappa. Who's still playing IPL. And yours is
Zayed Khan. Cancelling out Johnny Lever. We'll get Johnny Lever.
And our apologies to the entire Lever family for this entire mistake.
For sure.
But
Johnny Lever was never on the cruise.
Not to the Khans.
He would be on an aeroplane. He would not be on a cruise ship. He's far above all this. Alright, now it's time to move on to some serious topics.
Yes,
that Corona is not a serious topic, idiot. Yes. Yes, Amit has joined us. I have breaking information. I have it in these papers. The nation needs to know, and I have Amit here. Amit is here with us.
Apparently,
Amit is going to talk.
I go off and
where
you,
were you
start making a joke of coronavirus?
Oh, no, it wasn't maintained. I want to apologize for Rohan here for being insensitive. Unnecessary, I thought.
Because, so I thought this is that kind of setup.
These are rich people.
That's
Rohan,
how you get their attention. You be insensitive.
These are very rich people who don't have to work, who are lying in pain outside Tokyo in a 7-star ship with golfing facilities.
Yeah.
You have to understand the pain they're going through. So don't, you know, don't mock them.
Totally.
And to go to Zayed Khan, who's done nothing to him, who's half Parsi. On that note alone, I will not allow Zayed Khan. Change your name again. Sorry.
Yes.
You've been a little late in the program, but we'll go to another topic so you can fit in.
Yes.
Okay. We were just talking about Trump being in India.
Okay.
Today, as we record, he's in the honeymoon land, Agra.
Yeah.
Oh, that was yesterday.
I always cleared out the tomb. Well,
today,
right?
Today. He's going to,
right now.
Yesterday, out Ahmedabad and Delhi.
Yeah, sorry. Oh. Let Rohan finish his point.
I think they cleared out
one.
Some tombs or something, na?
Yeah.
After 300.
After 300 years, they finally cleaned out Shah Jahan and Mumtaz is the tombs inside Taj Mahal.
Well, this government ain't got no respect for the Mughals. I think that's pretty clear. But yeah. Rajdeep Sarjesai said a very interesting thing. He said, why don't we get, I think it's really funny, we should get a world leader every week to India. And we take them on a tour.
Yeah,
clean up some part of India.
You get
a Boris Johnson or a Putin or a Netanyahu, one of the ones that, you know, India loves. And boom, you take them wherever you want. Everything is clean. What never happened, as you said, in 300 years, in two weekends, done. So I think this is the way for India to go forward in Saaf, what is the Saaf campaign?
What's that? Swachh Bharat.
Swachh Bharat. How can you forget that, yaar? Silvery. Tera kuch virus ho gaya, for sure.
Yeah, no. I think
so,
you're right.
Rajdeep, you deserve a pat from us. We'd like you
that
to come on our show.
Fun way to do that.
It's
yeah,
a
he
fun
should
way.
Come on the show.
He should. But he wants the money for the travel and all that.
Ah, okay.
Yeah, don't forget. Okay. These are the old TV guys. Yeah. They take conveyance even now. I mean, he lives opposite the studio, for God's sake. How can you take conveyance for walking 3 feet? Yeah. But then again...
Today, as you record, they were at Taj Mahal, him and Ivanka and Jared Kushner and all these people. And after that, they took them to Sabarmati Ashram and they had broccoli samosas, which is very weird.
Okay, so you,
which is
you
a typical Indian
really
meal.
Confused your geography and timing, man.
Yeah, but forget that. They, what I
okay,
like
okay,
is
that was in Ahmedabad.
That
was yesterday. Yeah. Taj Mahal is today. So sorry.
That apart, I also like the fact that you know all the relatives by name. Okay, Jared Kushner, this, that and the other. Yeah. I want to know how many of Namo's relatives do you know?
None.
I want to know... Your,
his mom, dude.
But the name, naam suche, dikha naam suche. He's saying it by name. Rohan, he knows the name of Donald Trump's left nipple. I mean, that's a lot, yaar.
Mm.
Come on, go ahead, sir.
Okay.
Very interesting.
So basically, sorry, I got my
now that we've left
wrong,
Ahmedabad,
yeah.
come back correct. To Agra, they cleaned 300 years
yeah,
of
correct.
All these little things around the opening, actually.
Yeah, and
I know one relative, Arnab Modi.
Who?
That's a cool relative of...
comedian ne boundary mara.
Oh,
okay. Comedian,
Modi.
Please direct your angst towards Rohan Gujral, which is the website is?
Website, no.
Gmail, you at?
Email you at? Guj95.
Guj95?
Guj95.
It's Guj95. Guj95.
So Guj95 का अलग meaning है.
Guj95.
I have a Guj sitting on my left. That's why I'm just telling you.
We are all Modis after all.
We are all. And proud.
And proud.
Yes. Sir.
Yeah, anyway. Just point was, the point was.
But anyway, was, he's not complete. He's not complete. Yeah, go on.
The
go
point
on.
Was basically broccoli samosas are a weird thing to feed someone.
It's a global world. It's a global world.
But yeah. What was wrong with a broccoli samosa?
No, because he's coming to the India for the first time. Uh-huh. You don't want to give him the wrong impression of what an samosa actually is.
No, your point is, why not be proud of your own food and say, just eat a samosa, right?
Yes, you should
why
samosa.
Do you have to westernize it with a broccoli touch? Is that what you're saying?
Exactly what I'm saying.
I get that.
It's a fancy samosa.
No. If you go there and they want to give you a burger, traditional burger, even traditional burger, they don't give you a burger and then say, okay,
he won't give you. He won't give you a puran poli burger. He'll be like, normal burger.
I can't drink my lassi. Against protest, Rohan, I will not drink my lassi now because you've killed it for me. My diet's gone for a toss. That's just the worst experience ever.
He'll give you the normal. Yeah, he'll give you the legit thing. He won't give you ki tere liye Indianize kar do ya fir I'll
best. So that's a very valid point.
Wait. Have you ever been to America?
No.
Okay, do you know how much they try and Indianize every little piece of food that they try and serve an Indian person over there?
Oh.
Like bribes.
Everything
and stuff?
Has got masala powder in it. Everything has got tandoori powder
but
in
I'm
it.
But I'm saying
there
that's
Indian
bad.
Person,
no.
They do it, no?
That's bad.
No, but I don't think that's what they're doing over here. I think that what you
sometimes
have
they
is,
give it to Arab persons so they think are Indian and that causes like a fight.
There are a lot of things to mock about that menu, right? There are a lot of things to mock about that menu. The fact that they write that it is canned juices.
Yeah.
The fact that it is written that it is fresh coconut water in a tetra pack. The fact that they cannot spell the word high in high tea. All of these things are worth mocking.
Well, they purposely spelled it that way. You can look at that way. Yeah, it's fine.
Oh.
You're creative.
Okay.
They're creative people.
I guess. But the samosa thing, I'm okay with that, right? I like different samosas. I remember in school.
You like different samosas because you've had normal samosas.
I feel it's a bit of a complex. Why do you have to bake it in a broccoli? I think bloody Punjabi samosa is what it is.
Yeah,
what are the other samosas?
Even samosa.
Kheema samosa.
I know Guru Kripa samosa.
Parsis and Muslims who shouldn't be mentioned in India anymore, they make kheema samosas traditionally. They do. You can serve that. It's still an Indian thing. It's
broccoli samosa.
It used to be an Indian thing. You know, you can serve it.
Yeah. I still like non-traditional samosas. I think they.
So I get your point. Also, we'll allow you because ours is a egalitarian, democratic setup here on the podcast.
Yes.
But
yes.
I'm just saying, why not something be proud of you? Like a jalebi is a jalebi. I don't need to put a bread on the jalebi and say, now, oh, Western mind. You might be feel more comfortable because pav aa gaya and they're more used to bread.
It's not Western mind.
French jalebi.
But what the fuck is a broccoli doing?
No, it
what
is
the hell is it doing with a samosa? It's not a true marriage. It's against the caste system. A Brahmin must marry a Brahmin. Tell him something.
Yeah.
Israel. Tell him. Can Israel marry outside?
What?
No.
it's the state of Indian cuisine, if you will, right? I mean, like we're
bro,
making
I, see only for our people I have a problem. In any other culture, I'd say okay, they mix and match and all. But I think we always bend over backwards too much. Sometimes that's my only problem.
Sure, I think
the young man's point was also from there. That's all. It just
but also
you have to do that.
Also,
I think give him the legit stuff and let him have a bad stomach the next morning.
Oh, let him order. We have Domino's here. He can order. When we interviewed Bill Gates off many years ago, they only ate Domino's pizzas in Delhi. You were delivering. What are you talking about? You were a kid, yeah. No, but they actually only ate Domino's. There were boxes. I've never seen it in my life. There were like 50 boxes piled up in the Taj.
Okay.
You know, just outside these big rooms right on the top floor. And they were just piled up like 6 foot tall man, you know. There were like piles of them. And I told my guys, you can't touch it. This FBI guy, 7'2" each, standing there holding their walkie-talkies and all that, those earpieces, and standing guarding the pizzas. And of course, we had just broken outside some small, you know, shetty restaurant somewhere in Delhi to eat some really small puri bhaji or something like that.
You know, I think, you know why they've got this? Because I remember when Obama had come here, they said Obama has brought his own chef and then he made a sandwich for him. And then people in India were annoyed that he came here and ate Indian food. They were annoyed about that.
It's anyway
so
Shosha.
Maybe that's why they were like you have broccoli
like
samosa.
But it's not like a foodie video.
No, but Trump
you
doesn't
become like an intermediate
Trump,
level.
But it's not like
Trump doesn't have greens anyway. He's not having broccoli samosa.
Of course he has greens.
No, and also
he's got orange hair. How do you get that?
That's not broccoli.
Tomato puree.
That's carrots. I don't know.
Fuck conditioner. I'll just use the cooking stuff.
So also, but I think you had a very interesting point to say where there are other kind of samosas in India. Like keema samosas and dal samosas.
We know nothing. A samosa expert will tell you.
Yeah.
In fact, my aunt is a samosa. I mean, honestly, takes us a long time to take her off the sofa, for example. So yeah, okay. Let's leave it. Let's agree to disagree.
Fine.
He says, "What's the big deal?" That's Gujarati palate, Amit. You are the most adventurous people.
Okay.
Who gave us the pizza bhelpuri mix and all that? You know, ultimately,
Fair enough.
Chinese bhel, for example.
There's
so many inventions.
I had a while ago. Not bad.
Yeah, and some of them do work. Yeah. I must say. So I'll give him that.
Okay.
And you, on the other hand, a proud Deshbhakt, legendary. a descendant of Chandrasekhar Azad himself, said, no, broccoli nahi chahiye mujhe. Broccoli is Italian. They're in opposition. You can't have that. Fair enough. Is it Italian, broccoli?
Broccoli?
God,
is,
I can't remember.
I don't know either.
Is it Chinese? What is broccoli? Can somebody write in and tell us if you know what broccoli
actually,
is?
Oh, actually, I just forgot to mention this. A journalist on site at the Sarmati Ashram during the high tea mentioned that nobody...
That's Ahmedabad.
Yeah, yeah. Nobody ate the samosas. So, I don't know why.
No, to-go. The Americans have a to-go concept. They're taking it back for their poorer
it's
relatives.
Italian. Origin for
Italian. Originally so, we're right. We're right. I knew my... I was just testing you guys. Like, I'll make a mistake. All right. Okay, let's take a quick break. We'll come back. Lots more to talk about. Amit has joined us. Why were you late?
I had somebody in the office. I needed to spend
Stop there. No more Me Too cases. We'll be back. All right, back here after the break. Lots to talk about. So many stories. Yeah. Silvery, you work so hard. I feel bad. You had 162 options and you brought it down to about 3 or 4. Unbelievable. He's not even answering that. Was it 159?
I think it was like 5 stories.
And you brought it down to 3. Brought it down to 6. Let's go.
Okay.
He's got a great laugh, no? Can you laugh again?
I know, very bad.
Next time you laugh genuinely, we'll stop and listen. Or people can play it back because you know you can play it back.
That's true. You do have a
Rohan. Rohan, do you have a good laugh?
No, very bad laugh.
Because I feel as a comedian, we must have our own laugh.
Yeah, but then it becomes it's a very sarcastic. That kind of laugh ki,
oh, sarcastic?
It's like I laugh
like a habit, no?
Yeah, you know you laugh when you bomb or like another comedian bombs. That kind of laugh.
I can Rohan and I perform a lot together. We've been coming up together with good friends. And I can kind of impersonate.
It's not very
sorry.
Okay, do his laugh. Do his laugh.
It's like Is that close?
Is that your laugh?
That's a bad impression. But
fair
enough. Close enough.
A lot of respect for each other. That's important. That's important. Alright, topic.
Okay, this one is slightly disturbing, but I don't know what to make of this because, okay, we'll talk about this. Two youths suspected of mobile theft beaten up.
Is it two youths or youth? I've always struggled with this one. English mein kya hai? Youth ya youths?
The youth, two youths.
But it's two chutes. You can't say chute and one more chute.
Chutes for sure.
Like that you run out in India. Like,
chutes for sure.
You're going to say how many? 30 chutes. Sorry.
I think the youth is plural.
How
right?
Sweet. Back to serious.
I'll answer your question with
So is it youth or youth?
And he started off by saying it's slightly disturbing.
Yeah. And we went into singular plural. We're so sensitive. Really. Go on. No, it better not be too disturbing. We look stupid, yeah.
Two youths suspected of mobile theft, beaten up, stripped naked, and made to walk.
Where?
In Kalyan.
Oh, here.
Yeah, in Kalyan, the APMC.
APMC, oh. Kalyan.
So beaten, stripped, and made to walk naked?
Basically, yeah. So they were in something called...
Where will they keep the phones?
Bazaar Pet in Kalyan Thane. And they were suspected of mobile theft. And the entire traders union gathered around them, beat them up. And
it's vigilante punishment. Yeah. I've seen that in my building lane once when I was young. They tied the robber up to a pillar. Initially, it was like, oh, they caught him and all. But then it was so brutal. Everybody hitting him with slippers and all that, you know. And then my mother and I went and said, let's just take him to the station. But nobody was listening.
There was a video accompaniment also where these guys were just basically very scared and crying. And they were basically made to strip. Yeah. And you can see them stripping. And
what is it with the stripping thing in our country?
It's humiliation.
But what
humiliation?
It's a way to humiliate.
It's like
but you're humiliating them anyway. What if you take their clothes off? That's humiliating for me also then.
That's true.
They have six pack and all. Somewhere there you're looking in the pants. Shouldn't have had that extra broccoli samosa. Huh?
Did they turn out to be actual thieves?
They don't mention that in the article. I guess the...
But even if they were, I mean, there's a punishment for the crime,
yeah? Yeah.
This kind of humiliation. What's wrong with us?
Also, I think
this should only be reserved for really bad movies. Oh, sorry.
The cops did come to the scene. But by the time these guys had also left. The guys who were made to strip. They had also left the area.
What does that mean?
The cops came late.
Purposely?
No, purposely or not. They came after the whole thing was
Kalyan traffic. Give me a reason.
They just came late. Yeah.
All right. Cops. Okay, I suppose we're all on the same page.
Yeah,
it's not
to encourage crime, okay. But I just feel this, let's not take the Sharia law out of control situation and, you know, I mean, like that, there's no end to it.
Mm. No, and I mean, there's a reason why you have law and courts and all that kind of stuff, right? Yeah. I mean, like, you're supposed to take the passion out of these kinds of punishments.
Yes, plus you got to wear a wig. Well, I mean, that's the whole idea of judiciary system, is you got to wear a wig and a cloak. You know, that whole thing. I mean, that's the only reason I would be a judge. Not to give the judgment. I just want to wear that. I mean, like, today, no judgment. I just want to wear this and put the AC up. That's it. Yeah, sorry. Very sad. Have you done that? Have you ever, you've beaten a lot, no, in Panchgani?
By a teacher.
By many teachers, you
said. A couple of teachers.
Were they ever take your clothes off and strip you into a tree and then beat you with a stick and all that?
They basically they beat us on the bums with sticks.
On the bums?
Yeah.
Again, youth crush, yes, there are many bums.
But also slaps.
Did they ever ask you to sit on their lap and all that?
No. Okay. Not
that's not a punishment, literally.
I wasn't a cute kid. This is the problem. Okay.
So anybody here involved in this kind of vigilante punishment? Caught somebody in the locality and beaten them up and all that?
No.
Because the thing about it is the mob, if you ever see the mob thing, it just gets out of control very fast and there's not much you can do.
Yeah.
You think you're Amitabh Bachchan walking through and saying, yahan pe nahi and all that, nothing. No one's listening to you. And it's just,
nothing. If you make noise, you'll get beaten up.
Something like that. Something like that.
Yeah. But have you guys ever seen someone getting beaten up by a mob?
I have. More than once. Yeah.
What happened? I've seen in college, like, you know, but I don't know if that's really a mob as much as like a gang, people ganging up.
Which college is
it? No, but one guy getting beaten up.
One guy getting beaten up.
So completely non-contest.
One guy getting whacked.
Who was it?
I don't think I knew the person.
Arjun Rampal.
I knew the guys who hit him, but I don't think I knew the guy who got hit.
But why would they all hit one guy?
Because they're idiots, man.
Which college is this? But?
And you blame the right wing?
HR.
HR
every week.
वहाँ पे HR नहीं था ना.
Wednesday evening पे मार दी. It's a practice.
Yeah, no, it happens at all these places, man. I mean, like at least back then it did. I don't know if it does anymore.
It happened. I remember.
I haven't heard of these things happening.
On Jan 3rd, 2001, my wedding evening, the in-laws and all, they beat the crap out of me.
That makes sense.
I still have the scars.
That's fine.
Yeah. And why hit that area which is so important? The brain, I mean. Without that, I can't do it. Let's get back to the topic. So.
Okay. Moving on. This is a slightly lighter topic. A crocodile was rescued in Mulund from a construction site after 40 days.
I read this.
But 6 feet tall.
6 feet tall.
But the question to ask is, have you rescued the crocodile per se? Or the question of rescuing is rescuing it from Mulund? That's what I couldn't get my title. Because these are two slightly different areas. Is it because he's in Mulund? Save him, says Peter. Put him in Kandivali where he'll be happy. No. Or was it just saved him?
They rescued.
Who keeps the bloody crocodile?
He came through like gutters and stuff.
And in Florida, where you come from, bro, there are all kinds of horror stories. The pythons and all come into the toilets and stuff. You know, the snakes and all that, boss.
So they have
many Americans have been bitten by the bums, by the way.
So in Florida, they have alligators, crocodiles, and alligators are thinner snouts.
Yeah.
So they can.
I knew that. Huh.
Yeah. So it's also a t-shirt. They sneak up the pipes in ways that crocodiles can't.
Yeah. So, no, but the alligators are in the front yard and all.
Suddenly, it's not unusual.
You find your wife is eaten by an alligator, and of course, you take 3 minutes to digest that information and then call the cops, which I think is unnecessary. Should have acted on it, but yeah.
So, the crocodile.
So, what do you think is Mulund in Florida? Same thing.
Yeah.
Huh. Crocodile?
The article says the crocodile showed up at the construction site. Hmm. The construction site wasn't active, basically. And so, it was there.
Now they're working very hard.
It took them 40 days. To get the crocodile out, because they were like, oh, we set up traps, but it kept evading the traps. How does a
crocodile... You're trusting these guys to build a building and they can't get a crocodile out in 40 days.
For 40 days.
The building was like shut, right? I mean, like, there was a construction project which was basically shut for probably
legal
financial
issues.
Right? So there was a pit over there in which the crocodile was.
Right.
Yeah. So then they got this wildlife association to come and try and pull them up to move the crocodile, to rescue
it. But that took 40 days.
And the build...
That's kind of nuts.
Yeah, so apparently like every day the building, the people living in the building across the road would see the crocodile just chilling in the water pond. Yeah, not good question actually. Yeah. No.
Are there any less residents in Mulund?
I think a lot of dead
probably
cats.
A lot of dead cats, rats.
Yeah.
Hello, can you release the Kriplanis?
This reminds me of an incident that happened in my colony in Raisa Vihar.
I want to go back to Panchgani and the teachers. Damn it. Huh.
About 10 years back, or actually 15 years back,
This isn't the birth of the steam engine. It can be 10 or 15. Okay. Bolo.
A leopard broke into our colony and took a kid, like a 10-year-old kid.
Shit.
Kidnapped the kid. And then
That's what the fuck are you saying, man? Somebody's kid is gone. What do you think? He's going to get him back? Call the Mehtas. Meet me behind the pit.
That leopard sounds like my nani.
What?
Leopard sounds like my nani.
What is the story with you, no nani, and
she's kids, Baba. And she had a spotted shirt.
Yeah.
Huh?
What? I don't know this.
You were paying attention.
I don't know. We did.
Fuck, where were you?
But we didn't talk about this.
Let's not abduct kids.
Rohan, as God is my witness, he's too young to have amnesia and Parkinson's. What is going on here?
First of all, let me. Why is he silvery? What is silvery?
He had a leopard kidnap.
What is?
I'm still getting to. Silvery is a long story. I'll tell you about it as we end. But did the child survive? I only want to hope. Please tell me.
No, the child did not survive.
Oh shit. Okay, all right.
But they caught the leopard and they let him be in the colony in a cage for like 3 days, where kids were throwing food into the leopard. Huh?
They caught him before 40 days.
Yeah, they caught him 3 days.
Oh.
Yeah. And a leopard. A lot more fast moving also.
I mean, what I can understand with all the felines, and not to be insensitive, but you know, you've got Lions Club, Matunga, you've got Leo's Club. Why don't they go there? I mean, it's there, the branding. I mean, why are you coming here? See it. I'm a leopard. I'll fit in better with these guys. I mean, I would just think that. Yeah, okay, yeah. Let's move on. Yeah, this is ridiculous stories.
Yes, I know. Mm. Okay.
Very insensitive, you guys. Really.
Sorry. Okay, this one is, it says Mumbai terror plot. Email turns out to be a U.S. immigration.
Yeah, so that book by I just met a girl called Maria, right?
What's that?
His book that's coming out, right? Rakesh Maria's book.
Right.
That's where the whole controversy. See, my thing is with books now, because books don't sell anymore. Yeah. I think all publishers say, let's find something like a hook, and let's push that hook, because that's why we are talking on our silly podcast about it. All the publications are talking about it across languages. I saw it in Hindi, in Chandigarh, in Punjabi, or something. It was there in front
this
page.
This story was from Rakesh Maria's book.
Yeah.
No, it's
the Hindu
so.
Terror plot is the angle that.
No,
that,
that's
that
a different thing. That's a
different news. It's a different news.
It's an actual news. Yeah, yeah.
It's a different news.
Why didn't you stop me?
I was wondering how did
he's written a book or something and he wants to
pop. You cheeky leopard. Okay, sorry. Finish your story.
Okay, so it says Mumbai terror plot email turns out to be a US immigration scam. Yeah. Basically, these Indians.
Achha, for them, it's a terror plot because Indians are coming, is it?
It's actually a really funny story.
Sorry, yeah. go on.
So, these six Indians contacted this supposed Pakistani person who said, I will get you immigration into the USA for like a fee, for like a whatever the fee was. I think it was 25,000 or something. Anywhere between 25,000 to a lakh, it could have been. And so he told them, okay, no, you give me all your money and I'll send it to the US, which he didn't end up doing. So these guys were like, okay, no, what do we do now? We can't, we will sue you or something. So to save himself, the immigration agent ended up reporting them, these six people, to the cops, saying they are Pakistani agents living in India and they will go to the US and spread terrorism and they will learn terrorism there and come back to India.
Wow.
And spread this.
That's Dubai, a very smart way to Dubai screw to someone.
Learn. Dubai, as well, Dubai to learn, they're going.
Yeah.
Via Dubai. They would go via Dubai. Pakistan via Dubai. They go to the US.
So what's the end result of all this?
The cops caught them and they questioned the six people. They turned out that they figured out, okay, no, these guys just got scammed. And they will let go for
it's
free.
It's amazing how this guy would do this, though, right?
Yeah. Very smart.
It's a very smart angle. Because the one thing the cops all over the world take seriously is terrorism. You've got to just mention the T word and boom. There'll at least be an investigation and a pause control.
Immediately.
Hardcore, though. I mean, like, you know, like, I'm going to... So not just am I going to screw them over by taking their money.
Yeah.
I'm going to screw them over.
Listen, pre-2001, September 11th, if you were on a plane with a young kid and all, and Bunty the young kid looks up at his dad and says, Daddy, there was a bomb there. And then the air hostess would come and pat his head. Sweetie. It was all fun and games. Now you can't even make a joke like that. So many people have been arrested for just making a joke, trying to be funny. Yeah. Really, like Kunal Kamra. Oh, sorry. That was another comment.
And interestingly, the agent himself was Pakistani. And he said, these guys are Pakistanis. They are trying. They will spread terrorism in your country.
Well, he's going with a story where, unfortunately, there are stereotypes and he's trying to wing it in a way where he sells it.
He's not trying to fight.
As a good salesman, he knew best.
Stop it, Rohan. I was being sensitive. You're being insensitive.
He knew best.
Young people don't care about other people.
And how did they come to know that they're not actually? Did they tell them they make bombs and they were not able to make them?
They showed them pictures of people, famous terrorists, you know, and they kept naming people from the Malaysian hockey team or something. Like, all wrong, you know. All wrong, yeah.
Yeah, but this
I
guy...
I apologize for that as well.
But
who knows if we get picked up by Malaysian tourism?
This guy did pull all the stops because the email apparently was sent from the USA, it seemed like. Turned out it was sent from Pakistan only.
Listen, if they have a smell of a threat in your, on their country, Homeland Security will whisk your way into a cardboard box, which for Mumbaikers is like home, and then interview you for half an hour and they'll check every little micro... orgasm on your body.
Exactly.
Which is fun for some of us who are lonely, but otherwise I wouldn't recommend it. Yeah. The pat downs by Americans is always fun. They actually touch. Indians don't touch. Indians, Ron, have you noticed this when you travel in India? Why do people put their hands up all the way high like they're being held hostage when they're doing a test?
I always put it like this,
and he says, "Aur upar kijiye." I say, "Kyun?" And he says, "Mujhe check karna hai." So I said, "But kyun? Aap check kar sakte hain." The bugle is free, na? Yeah. I don't have to go like this, na?
But I never seen anyone do this.
Oh, yeah. They are very enthusiastically. I have old uncle going, like this, straight away, like Shami Kapoor in some bad film, you know? God.
Oh.
We have to stop this. Indians everywhere. Lower your hands.
I've seen the second PT, sir. I've seen this one.
That's nice.
I've not seen this one.
That's nice.
I've seen this.
And that's still that Shaan se karta hai. It's not just, I'm posing here. Yeah.
Kar check.
Silvery, you've lost interest in the show?
No, I haven't. I'm just looking up the next topic.
Now, one more crocodile eats Pakistani via immigration. Some story you come up with.
And then he tells them, no, they're the actual crocodiles. Yeah. I'm just a normal guy.
The best part of the story is 40 days. This is India. Haha, emergency to hai. Ho jayega, beta, ho jayega. Sunday hai na.
We're setting traps, yaar. Tomorrow's
holy. It's a festival.
Okay,
if he survived Holi, the crocodile will come out like green, becomes pink.
People are, and then India TV will cover and they will say, "Jaduri crocodile,
Baba ne touch kiya.
Ye crocodile, ye kuch hai, ye rang badlu girgit."
This is Gilgit Bollywood angle. Sanjay Dutt brings in crocodile. There'll be a Bollywood angle also.
And then they start praising BJP because, aur dekhi BJP ne kaise nine crocodile leke diye aapko.
Crocodile eats cow. You want to bring in BJP?
Within 40 seconds, he gets killed.
Yeah, he's a bag.
40 seconds.
BJP rally. These bags! Sorry. Okay, next story, Baba.
Okay, final story. Actress Mahira Sharma, she was on Big Boss 13.
How sweet. You need to tell us. Once you're in Big Boss, you have to be told who they are. Is she the one who slapped or slapped? See, we only know the incident. Yeah. Nobody knows the names.
I don't know.
The guy who slapped won, no? Shroff, what was his name?
I think he did.
He won. Yeah. So you slap women, you win prizes. This is India. That's the model.
Actress Mahira Sharma from Big Boss 13 faked the Dada Saheb Phalke International Film Festival Award.
Meaning?
Basically, she faked an award. And the people, actually Dada Saheb people got back saying
that she won it.
Yeah, she won the award and she posted pictures of it.
For being on Big Boss.
The story is stupid. It's so many different.
This is worse than a crocodile. Give us 40 days. We'll get back to you with the full story.
So I think the first is she got, what did they give her the award for?
The best,
most fashionable on reality TV.
Yeah.
Or something like that. How is that a Dada Saheb Phalke award?
Exactly.
Most fashionable on reality TV.
He would stop. The commission running that would stop the awards.
Yeah.
It's just wrong in every way.
So she had her side as well, which she was saying that basically there were these agent manager types, which told me that you must come over here because they want to give you an award.
And maybe that she was set up.
So that's what she's saying. She's saying that, not saying I'm set up, but saying that she gives the name of the people, right? And these are the people who took me for this award, telling me that I am going there to receive this award.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So, it is this. But, how can you think that you're getting a Dada Saheb Phalke award for best fashion in a reality TV show?
Yeah, I think that would be a giveaway.
That's a giveaway.
So, education is a point to ponder if you're on Big Boss. Mm-hmm. Education, very important. Having a basic understanding of iconic Indians and
I thought she faked the award as in, like, she... A portrait that she's got, like a cool award.
So she got something. She got a plaque.
She got some award. It's another award.
She got a plaque. She got this plaque. She's saying, I got this plaque from these people.
Yeah.
It's not a Dada Saheb Phalke award.
It's not the actual
award. But there is some award.
So apparently someone somewhere has faked the award. She's saying it was not me. Dada Saheb Phalke people are saying that, dude, we have not given you any award.
So they bakraad her, basically.
Basically,
we are great, the way we investigate. It took about 15 minutes to come up with this.
They released images of an actual award that you can win.
Yeah.
And side by side, did a photo comparison saying these are the inaccuracies. Right. This is not us. This is not official. This is definitely false.
Yeah, so they definitely didn't give her the award.
Either someone's faked it or she's faked it.
Yeah, so it's one of those two things. But I think... If you're going to fake an award, would you say fake the best fashion award for the RSI Phalke Institute? I feel like she's been like, you know, in some way, somebody is kind of...
They should attend our rugby parties when I used to drink. We used to have these fake awards. They were much more fun. The fastest left hand. Which meant how fast could you drink with your left hand as against your right hand? Those are the kind of awards that you can be proud of when you go back and tell your parents.
But did she get more publicity because of this news article than Big Boss?
Obviously, she's on our podcast. Sure.
That's smart. Then.
Which now
Frisha will actually fake the award. She's damn smart or damn dumb. Yeah. She's either or.
Is she pretty? But don't ask that. Don't objectify women. I hate that. Do not do that.
No.
Okay. No. Next one. Don't laugh. Okay. That makes us really complicated.
Right. Yeah. Okay, that's the end of the topic.
I think that's enough. I've had enough of this damn show. This show sucks. That poor crocodile. I won't be able to sleep now. I'm thinking of all the bad things you're going to do to him. By the way, what name did they give the crocodile? They have to give him a name. 40 days in the colony, he's closer to you than your security guard. Come on. So what do they call him?
A crocodile from Mulund. What will he be called?
Crocodile from Mulund?
I have no idea. I need more time.
I'll go with Gajju.
What?
Gajju. It has to be a Pyarasa feeling to it. Okay. It has to be a Gajju.
Mulund, right? So Mulund is what? Gajju area?
It's a mix.
Yeah, it's a Gujju area. It's a Gujju area. A lot of Gujjus.
Yeah. Depends on where the building is, brother.
Yeah, that is, I guess, true. I don't know.
But Gajju is fine. Gajju can be short for Gajendra, all kinds of things. We've done. Gajju is the name. Let's move on to the AMAs coming now. Ping! Follow me at Instagram and Twitter on Board Brocha. I'm so bored, I need your help. I need your love. I need your touch. Okay, just follow me. And now, Silvery is back with the AMAs as he coughs through it. Yeah. I'll quickly tell Rohan the story. Silvery, for the 15th time, was going to be called either Richie or Silvery as his pet name. Bear in mind, the elder brother is Goldie. They went with Richie. I'm disappointed. I've renamed him Silvery. Do you mind?
I really don't understand what you said. What?
You listen to the telecast, broadcast, whatever they call this podcast.
I'll tell you after this.
Richie and then the what?
Arey, bhai ka naam hai Goldie. Uska naam hai Silvery. It is rocket science.
So what? Who? Your brother is Goldie?
My brother's pet name is Goldie. Mine is actually Richie, but my parents were debating.
You don't understand this much politics.
My parents, when I was born, were debating whether to call me Richie or Silvery. They went with Richie, luckily. But I told this to the
science. It's been 25 years.
Yeah,
always this fucking question. Silvery. God forbid you become a super iconic figure. Because every interview, he's sitting there, Grammy.
Sir, what's Silvery?
Sir, one thing. Why you call Silvery? So that's the story of his life, man. Goldie Silvery. What's your pet name, Ron? Amit is Bumpy. Mine is Silu. So you can't be worse than that.
I don't have a pet name. When I was a kid, my dad would call me...
Dusrawala.
He would call me... Dusrawala, nahi. He used to call me Janeman.
Janeman.
He used to call me Tunnalal.
What?
It's a very weird...
Slightly sexual.
Very, very weird.
Boss,
I don't know why he used to call me Tunnalal. He used to call me Tunnalal.
Abibi?
No. Now we don't talk.
Only him. Obviously.
He used to call me Tunnalal. I was like, I can't be friends.
All right. AMA.
Okay. Hi, Cyrus. Mukesh Ambani.
It's from Mukesh Ambani. Say I'm busy.
It's from Malaysia tourism.
This one is anonymous. I don't say the name.
Why Mukesh Ambani?
Why Mukesh Ambani?
He owns
everything.
Mukesh Ambani says he sees online gaming as the next biggest thing for India. Cyrus, were you ever a gamer or into video games?
No, I hate video games. I hated video games. Pac-Man and my generation, Amit will tell you better because he probably is a little better at this than me. We grew up in an area where what was it called?
Pleasant Palace.
Pleasant Palace and...
That was the
Super
video
World or something. I can't remember the names.
It was Pleasant Palace. Huh. It was some world.
It's a world and come back to me. Yeah. And so I hated it, but all the other boys did. But my son is a huge... I mean, he just sits there and plays everything from FIFA onwards. You can just... I can't even tell you. And it's very painful for all of us. But maybe Mukesh Bhai is right. What can we do? The world changes.
Yeah,
I play that old Indian sport, which if we all played, there'd be less children. You know what I mean, right?
Yeah.
Silvery.
Yeah.
What you by the Silvery Moon played in Panchgani? Same thing.
So, yeah. No, gaming's huge, right? In India. I mean,
huge.
Like, just the amount.
This
of
generation,
stuff that's
my son's generation, one after Rohan's, I would say, they are untouchable.
Yeah.
The games are coming out of their head. You know, it's going to be an Olympic sport.
It is.
All this is going to happen. So world is changing.
Esports is such a big space right now in India. Yeah. It's crazy. I mean,
and
like,
we will win finally. Bedke sports karte to Indians win, no? Chess and now this.
Well, maybe not. Like, I mean, like the thing
maybe
is,
not Koreans, Japs, Chinese.
Yeah, because they're already Dota.
Americans,
they're already Dota and everything.
No, Americans can be quite lazy. Yeah.
Yeah. No, there are a lot of. So I mean, like the
but crazy passion, huh? No, till 4 or 5 in the morning on working days, and we have to pull it out.
But
pull it out. Sorry, Ron. You know what I mean.
Nice.
So that's one
part. If I pull it out,
right?
You won't have him.
One part is the playing of the game part itself, right? The other part is people watching people playing games. That's the thing that's kind of insane to me, right? That how
but
big
the,
that
but,
is.
But when the boys sit around, again, these guys will tell you better. When they sit around and play, right. Some are passive players because there's only so many consoles and all, and they enjoy it. The whole experience. They watch. They're not getting bored.
Yeah, but,
so people like PewDiePie and all, they live stream their gaming
and
it's just funny to watch. So they just watch.
So you're still part of the process.
I I'm not mocking this. I do watch some of this stuff, right? I like, I've always been
a fan. PUBG or PUBG, whatever
PUBG,
it's called.
PUBG.
It's
huge, man. I don't watch PUBG.
Overnight. No, but it's a collective thing. Yeah,
yeah, how does happen? A lot of people do, right? I mean, and PUBG is.
What is that thing where they followed each other and they're walking with their phones? That was huge about 2 years back.
Pokemon.
So people came to the Oval with the dog and asking me, where's this place? Where's that place? What are they doing? They play a fucking game.
Yeah.
And they don't take their eyes off while crossing the road.
Yeah.
It's one way to curb the population, but don't do that. Don't do that.
But I think that.
They catch a crocodile on the road and it's ringing.
Crocodile is playing PUBG. It's a wrong game.
The augmented reality games are going to become like even bigger and bigger, right? I mean, like,
so screw the podcast. Let's get into that.
All right. Let's do it.
Are you one of those great engineers?
Yeah.
My foot. Okay, one more.
Okay. Hey, Shailesh, Bumpy and Silvery. That's all three of us.
True that.
Amit is Bumpy. Hi, Shailesh, Bumpy and Silvery. Lol. Love the new names. I am Kishin from New York City. Love the show. On the last episode, you guys were planning to find someone from the Indian right on the show.
Yeah.
Always looking.
Yeah.
Right. As we say when you cross the road, right, left, left, right, left. We need both.
Yes.
We should have one separate rightist and then one leftist and rightist together.
Okay.
Or one who is both, which is many Indians. So, just start left, go right, from right, go left.
He's given the recommendation of a person. I don't know if I should read that out. It's I have a recommendation for you. It's Kushal Mehra from the Karvaka podcast. I love it. I love his show and seems like a really cool, sensible guy. Would you guys have him on?
He's right. Right aligned?
Yeah.
Okay, Kushal, if you can come here on time, because right or left, we need you on time. We've got our own right-wing tendencies here.
But if there's a good guy who's a podcaster, we'll reach out to him.
Yeah, sweet.
Let's reach out to him.
Yeah, that's great.
Can we do one final one? Okay, why not, man? Okay.
That wasn't really much of a question.
Yeah, yeah.
That was just direction. Yeah. This guy's in charge of our show. Now you do what I tell you.
Yeah.
Oh, I won't listen anymore.
Okay.
Just take that thing further, Amit. Let's ask Rohan, since he's sort of neutral here.
Right.
Don't you think it's correct if you balance people out a little bit and don't have one philosophy? Because I don't think the podcast should just have one philosophy.
Hmm.
Not that we want to, you know, support mad people killing people or something like that, but I'm just saying, what's wrong if you allow people to talk?
Yeah, you should definitely, because I think being in this like free art thing, you mostly meet people are very liberal and, you know, of a certain
and
mindset.
Align themselves and close the chapter. If you know
yeah,
what you mean.
I mean, it's fun to get people like, you know, like a right winger or like someone who's like very different philosophy and just listen to him. It'll just improve your perspective.
Not to just attack him is what I'm saying.
Not to just attack him.
Give him a platform and have a conversation.
It'll definitely improve
listen to him is impossible. You know, I can't stop talking.
Yeah,
but we'll try.
But it'll definitely add to your perspective.
No, I really think for a little balance is the wrong word. I just think if it's a democratic sort of platform, people should be allowed to talk. So we should have everybody on.
Yeah, everyone.
Yeah.
And they're the majority technically.
That's an amazing.
The majority.
I draw my line in neo-Nazis even though I'm watching Hunters and I'm enjoying it.
I want to see that.
Well, it's not bad. It's not bad. But Al Pacino's Jewish accent, you know, this is a little bit Italian-Jewish.
Well,
in the middle, I'm wondering whether he's going to give me an offer I can't refuse or something. You know?
Al Pacino's always going to play Al Pacino.
Well, he's not bad. He's not bad. I'm being too critical.
He's a really good actor, but he's always going to have some.
He's like Salman is what you're saying.
Yeah.
Salman.
You know, I just want to add one point to that right-winger thing.
Yeah.
I feel most people, if you're a right-winger, they have blind faith or I don't know what they have in the following of philosophy. Someone who's actually introspected and actually has made a right wing, has gone that way, would be a very interesting person to talk to.
Also, let me explain that we have right wing, let's not look at it as central politics, there's right wing everywhere. Like in Parsi community, there's right wing and left wing. For example, perhaps in his
you
building.
Mean conservative and liberal.
This comes to the same thing in the end, because you have a forceful way of pushing your agenda and you have a less forceful way of pushing the agenda.
Yeah, yeah.
And whatever. So it all comes down to the same thing I'm saying.
Right.
So we don't even have to go all the way down to central politics and say where you're aligned. People are just the way they are, philosophically speaking.
True.
Like Rohan, the way you urinated just now, without lifting the toilet. Seat in front of all the women. I respect you immediately.
I did it for you, Cyrus.
Yeah, and that was.
I felt that respect. I wanted that respect.
At least you can urinate in one stream, boss. Wait till you're 48. It's called EMI. Are we done?
No, one last.
Oh, quick.
Okay. Hello all. Of course, discovered the podcast from a friend, and since then have gotten...
We are not talking.
What is hello? Of course. What is of course discovered? As in
there is zero publicity.
But of one, course discovered from a friend.
That sounds genuine. Of when a person course. Is genuinely writing, this is the kind of writing it is.
Of course.
And since then have gotten many to listen to it. So good on long commutes. Too few things common with Amit from Malabar Hill, Jain, now in Delaware.
Wow.
Big difference.
There's three things.
That is more than imaginable.
Big difference through strict wedge and very happy with it.
Okay.
Love the last one talking about Walkeshwar, Yankee Doodle, Wonderworld.
Hey, what happened? Wonderworld!
Wonderworld!
Amit!
Fuck! We've got Alzheimer's, huh? Parkinson's,
wow,
or whatever.
That's insane. Wonderworld. That actually
Sorry.
Came up
so that's
in the
what we
email.
Wanted to, yeah.
That's the video game, Paolo, we were talking about.
So the other, this is karmic again. This is like hitting each other. The other question was on that.
Yeah.
And we both struggled with the word. But Wonderworld for our little world in the 80s and 90s was huge. Yeah. And all the kids who wanted to play games and all. That was a prototype to today's game.
It was the arcade, right? So you went
the
over
arcade,
there and
yeah.
you like dropped
You're still
in.
Standing and playing, but yeah. mostly. So it's a little more sporty.
Yeah.
But you had to get those coins.
I know. Yeah.
Romy Goswami had all the money. I had
Where
to
was this? Where was this?
Right there, Nepensi Road. Don't worry, there are no poor kids there. You're worried, na? Mere paas kuch nahi hai, sabke paas hai, sabke paas hai.
Okay. He says, love the last one talking about Walkeshwar, Yankee Doodle, Wonderworld. He says in brackets, had highest record on the car racing game at the entrance for longest time.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that was, I
that
remember
was,
that.
I remember
that,
that game,
sound.
Yeah.
That, weird.
It was the car racing with the,
It was one of the easier games,
it
though,
was.
Because you just avoid hitting things. Rohan has lost interest completely. We sound so primitive. We are playing a game with a manual steering, and you're moving a car. I mean, he's like, what? What? There were games like that? I mean, it's like driving.
Yeah, these are things that our parents
stop it. You don't shove it up the ass.
You can
spit on my face and, you know, just leave it. I mean, how can they be called games?
You play that one also? They have a gun and then you fire the zombies.
Very much so. And we love those games.
There was a CEOs in Lower Parel, I think.
But that's much later, Babu.
That's
10 years,
later.
10, 15 years
that's
down.
That's the one. That
we are talking about late 80s.
That was late 90s, the CEOs.
Yeah, we are about 1990.
There was a
almost.
Buddies at Grant Road near Nana Chowk, and there was CEO at Phoenix.
Yeah.
Both of those came up like in the late 90s after I moved back to India. And but this work we're talking about is like 80s.
Okay, but we need to finish the question.
Yeah. He says, 2 weeks back, you did an episode with Mr. Prashant Deora. Can't agree more with Mr. Prashant about malls and the awkward, annoying, all hands-on security checks. Avoid malls and theatres in India when possible, partially due to this, and can't avoid at airports though. Like Cyrus's idea of cross-gender checking, then shouldn't you expect long lines of creepy men outside the malls then? What do you think, Cyrus?
Well, we don't have to give them the Priyanka Chopras of our country. Let me tell you, there are some experiences with the ladies which you won't be proud of from either side. So that can be arranged. I was just saying, you know, one should be given a choice in a democracy. I'm not saying one or the other. But really, this Mooboli security has to end here. Why are we doing it? Yeah. Labrador comes into the car, you pet him. Hi, Tommy, how are you? I mean, what is this nonsense? Yeah. They never check the glove compartment. They never check between the legs of the driver. Yeah. What are you doing? You go under the car where we keep the bomb. By law, we are trained there. You don't want to do bombing. What the fuck, yeah? With some strange metal thing which has a mirror on it.
Exactly.
So you can see a hole in my pant and look up my rectum. I don't see the point of that.
No, there needs to be more logic towards how.
There's no logic to it, really.
I think we've spoken about this before, right? This concept of security theater, the theater of security, is something put together by this guy named Bruce Schneier, who is like one of the old internet guys who's now gotten into a lot of different types of trouble. But yeah, he was like.
You may know him as the head of top security.
But he talks about this idea that many times what we try for security is the perception of security rather than actual security.
So we not feel safe, but we know it's all F-all.
Yeah.
I would like to just check myself, because that's what I do after 10 years of marriage. You know, you're the only one checking yourself, trust me. Well, you don't even know, boss. Ask your grandmother. Sorry, I apologize. That came out wrong. Okay, that's it. See you guys. Ron, thank you for being here.
Thanks so much.
We may or may not be back, depending on how this is received.
For sure.
Okay, catch us on any of the podcasting apps, please. We beg you, we need you. Send us your questions on Twitter, on Cyrus Says In. Or you can email us, even if you're not female, on whatcyrussays@gmail.com.